So that segues very nicely into what we're talking about. A person should not be a miskoya ala brius. A person should not perceive that what he's the he's better than the people around him. So what is a nevus? So Ruchon writes one place, he says people have a mistake in a nevus. Chavetz Chaim was a tremendous onav. Moshe Rabbeinu was a tremendous onav. I don't know, sounds pretty nevistic. You know, got up in front of all of Klal Yisrael and said, listen, Rabbeinu, this is what we're going to do. That's a nevistic. He stood up against Klal Yisrael by the execution of a few thousand people by after Egel Azov. He seemed to be a pretty forceful fellow. So onav mikol adam. Chavetz Chaim says, Chavetz Chaim says, Chavetz Chaim said to me multiple times that he had a prize for the whole generation. Chavetz Chaim knew who he was. He knew what his role was. He knew what his role he played in Klal Yisrael. He says, the Nekuda is not to be machzor the terrible atom because of it. There's nothing. The Russian gave you abilities, gave you talents, gave you opportunities so that you're a prize. So what do you mean? I'm better. I'm not better. But it doesn't mean that I'm not aware of my abilities and talents and a prize. Like one or the other. So the Chavetz Chaim, on the one hand, like you can insult him, because whatever he wanted didn't bother him, because that wasn't what his life was about. That didn't mean he didn't understand that he had his stature in Klal Yisrael, who he was. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that he was leader of Klal Yisrael. He still could only call them because he wasn't much table atom because of it. Okay, so now what? So I'm special? I'm not special. I have a role to play. So, theoretically, the motion which you would have of that in the army, theoretically, because human beings are human beings, there's no more cheshivas to a general than there is to a foot soldier in the army. Everybody's job is they're a soldier. There's the commander, the supreme commander. Everybody else is just playing, doing a job. There's no more mile to the general than there is to the fellow, the infantryman. Yeah, the Maisa, you know, because he wields authority over people, he gets up as a Balgai. But that's him. Who are you? You're the support. The supreme commander moves you here and you here and you play this role. And tomorrow he can say, you know what? You should go fight in the front. Tomorrow you should become the general. He can do whatever he wants. Right? Happened to me, he put you here and put him there. So... But that doesn't mean the general doesn't have more authority, more responsibility than the guys, the foot soldiers. But that also means that you know, it's considered an interesting thing. In the same way, if a soldier has to salute the general, has to salute the soldier back. If he doesn't, he's not following protocol, and he can be called out on it. And there are times where somebody has more authority than the general, you know. In certain situations, the individual X can overrule him because within his Dalai Lama, he's the boss. Right? So if you walk into the field radio mechanics operator, you know, his room, and he's right now, he has orders he has to follow certain protocols, the general can't override him. Well, I'm the general. That's very nice. But we're all soldiers, and I have a job. You have a job. And my job is to follow the rules, and you cannot override it. So such a mitzvah exists. At least theoretically in the world. So knowing who you are and what your abilities are and what your kerchas are and what your responsibilities are has nothing to do with the nevus versus gaiva. Right? It's the Ben Yerna has a sefer called Shari Avoda. It's miyuchas to the Ben Yerna. So he writes up, he says that a person who just looks himself as a lowly nothing says that's not a nevus. It's nemichas of ruach. It's nothingness. So it says, you know, it's more along the lines of what behemoths do. He says, Anivus is, you know who you are, you know your kaychas, you know your milas, you know your strengths, you know who you are, etc. You understand your yichus, you understand what role you play. And in Kosei, you don't expect to get anything special because of it. Otherwise, Gersamaisa, Shkoyach. You know, a fellow taka, is taka not so smart? I'm an onav. Of course you're an onav. Like, as a maestro, what's Rosh Hashiva? You know, sometimes However, Baruch walks over to the gift of the gift. Shiva had a very strong voice. So unless he would make a tremendous effort to whisper, whatever he said was loud. So that's what he spoke. That was his standard voice. His standard voice was loud. You know, when he spoke loud, it was really loud. Right? So Bacher had it just played out like this. He went over to Regifter after Musa said, and tells Musa said it was after davening, after Shacharis. They learned Musa for 20 minutes. So after Musa, the Bacher went over to Regifter, asked him for Eitzis about Gaiva. And Shiva looked at him, he says, I don't understand what you have to be a Balgaib about. But he said it loud enough that the whole base matters heard it. That took care of all the guy's problems with Gaiva, because the guy was like he was like, took care of the problem. like what? Are you so brilliant? No. Do you know so much? No. What way are you? Do you have to have a Balgaib about? But the Shiva wasn't doing it to put him down. He was like, explain to me what the issue is. Like, why you have Gaiva? But that, I mean, the whole base matters heard it. I mean, it was in Yiddish, but we all understood Yiddish. Like, it was like, for us, since Gaiva doesn't make him admit them, okay, right? We have to work on a Nevis. Let's understand something. Like, exactly. We're tzaddikim? No. We're brilliant? No. Like, we're rich? No. Like, what are we Balgaib about? You know, are we gorgeous? No. Like, so, it's just like, be honest, realistically, like, Altiskal Abrius is not such a difficult thing, because, like, if you're just honest, that's what, you know, so they say that the mice in the Vardic, that there was two Bacher, like, you know, one was like an old Alta Bacher there, one was a new Bacher. So the Alta Bacher was sitting on him, you know, It's been a garnished. So new guy walks in and he sits down and says, It's been a garnished. He says, you just came here, you're ready, you're a garnished. I have to right to be a garnished. You got to be here for a while to be able to be a garnished. You're being misgoy that you're a garnished. Okay, so maybe that's where we're being misgoy in. But that's about probably the only thing we can be misgoy about, that we're garnished. So the whole thing is like funny to me sometimes. Like, you know, the problems with guy, but like the whole thing is like, the Gemara says that Balgaib Einanibu Hu Yechel Mal Debut Ar Lamechad. I just saw a Maisa. I'm going to say it's with the Apter Rav. I think it's wrong. I remember who it was. Maybe it was the Apter. So he came to Town X. So there was two people in Town X. You know, there was a big, you know, who were vying to have him come to his house. He should stay by him. One was the Rosh HaKohol. Rosh HaKohol was Gevir. And he was Takatam HaKochem. And he also was Rabbi Balgaiva. Good. So he asked that the Rebbe should stay by him. He said, I have to see. Meanwhile, there was another Yidden town who was a shtickle, Netzitzei Ferum. He was already involved with the Goyim. You know, he hanged out with the women. You know, he had his issues. Kitzer, the Rebbe spoke, and the fellow was so nisragish. So he asked the Rebbe to stay by him. So the Rebbe said yes. So the Rosh Kohol was like mamash tremendously insulted. Like, you know, I'm the Rosh Kohol, and you know, this like oisvor for shtickle half, you know, shagets over here. Like, you're gonna stay by him? And he says, I keep the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, it's supposed to be it's on the card. He says, no. He says, "State of Hashachani Imam Baser to Mosom." The Bereshim is treichin with Klai Yisrael, even though they're Tomei. The Bereshim also says, "By Balgaiva in Aniva Hu Yachol Lebel Blood Debray Lamechod." So I can't live play by you, but him I can stay by. That's what he told him back. That also probably took care of his Gaiva for a little bit, at least. The Bereshim says, you know, the one thing the Bereshim doesn't like to be with is the person who's a Balgaiva. Again, that doesn't mean the Bereshim is saying we shouldn't understand who we are. We need to know who we are. We need to know that we have tremendous kaiches. We have tremendous responsibilities. But okay, and therefore, what? I deserve to be recognized because of it. Why? Why do you need to be recognized by it? Like, recognition is be'etzem. The desire for recognition is indicative, usually, of low self-esteem. I don't understand how valuable I am. Because if I understand how valuable I am, I don't need you to tell me that I'm special. If I need you to tell me how special, it means I'm not convinced that I'm special, and I need you to tell me. the need for validation, the need for kavod, usually comes from the opposite of gaiva. Right? When we perceive the guys about gaiva, he's always like walking around telling him how special he is. He's really fishing for a compliment. But the root of that is he taka doesn't feel good about himself. The opposite of a person who taka understands that in the eyes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's, the Russian perceives him as somebody of value, he has no need to be misgoed by anybody else. It was a vice salanter. I remember when I read it, I was like overwhelmed by it. I think you start thinking about it a little bit. So Reb Chatzel Levenshain brings that Rishon Solanter's original plan was to be a nister like his Rebbe, Reb Zundel. So he decided to be able to do that, he needs to work on a few things. The first thing he has to do, he has to memorize all of Shas, Kumar Shetoyes' Baal Peh. So he shouldn't ever be seen with a Sefer, because, like, you know, he's going to present like he's a Nova, you know, an Amor, so he can't be reading Svarim. So he memorized all of Shas, Kumar Shetoyes' Baal Peh. So he wouldn't need to look at any Svarim. He can cause a Shas, counseling without letting him look at any Sefer. The second thing which he did was he trained himself to take his Shemoneh Esrei with his Gevaldige emotions and hargoshes and understanding of Amidah Lifnei Hashem. He made it into a very quick, emotionless, seemingly, you know, wooden act of tefillah. So people wouldn't cop that he has real intense tefillah. And, you know, so that was the plan. Then he came to recognize that that's not what a Kodesh Baruch wanted him to do. He had a different role in the play. So I remember reading the story. I was like, you know, if I know Shas Baal Peh, Gemara Shetoyes, I would let you know. Now, I can't tell you that, fair, because that's Gaiva. You know, but we're talking, you know, so, oh yeah, like Gemara Zvachim, right? It's a test, like the Torah's Bama Dhamma, right? You know, that Gemara, oh yeah, right? You know, I drop hints here and there that you should know that I know Shas. Right? He didn't want people to know that he knew Shas. Because out of Rabbah, he wanted to stand and talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wanted to recognize that life is about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you think about somebody else's approbation, you're forgetting about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So someone else's approbation, Batsim, is a steer to what you want to do in your life. It takes the focus off. And the only real source of value is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you want to feel valuable? Good. So then be valuable in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. So then looking to get from somebody else, Betzim is a shtir. Because at the end of the day, nobody can give you value but a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So looking to be misgoed by somebody else is the stupidest thing in the world. It gives you the opposite of what you need. Because it doesn't fill the hole. Because people can't give it to you. The only true value is your value in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which you are. And if you really get that, then like, what do I care what you think about? Like, why is that important? That's not what it's about. So Mamona Shach, it comes out the gaiva is counterproductive. So the point of the Russian says, like, you know, like, so he's sort of like moving out of the picture. Like, the only true value in life is that you're available to me, and that you're not interested in. You're interested about everybody else. Like, so, okay, so, you know, fine, that's your want. I just quick thought. You know, because I'll say about the Desha talks about none of an aviyu. Different chatoyim, whatever it says. The Desha says that the tzara shava is an element of gaiva. You know, Moshe said that Moshe and Aaron are going to be nifter and will take over. Like, you know, yes, somewhere in your life you might have to take over. You'll deal with it. Like, there's nothing to be mitzapah to. Like, you know, you think you know better than them. Like, you know, like that's not what life is about, etc. So they go to Kodesh Kedoshim and they're nifter. So my Rebbe said, the Russian says, listen, I can't live with the two of us together in the same world. So you know what? I'll be mevater and I'll leave. But there's one place in the world the Russian says, I'm not mevater. Here I'm staying. And if we can't both be together, you walk in Kodesh Kedoshim, I'm not leaving. So you can't exist in the world together with me. So nice knowing you. Right? That's what he said, Pshat, in Arab Aviyu. That was, so the, why was the chet, did it play out? That was the problem. Why did it play out when they went to Kodesh Kodesh? Because that's the one place in the world you can't go in as a Baal Gaiva. Okay.